Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough in velvet. Be enough in velvet. Be enough in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. The radio show that brings you anything from the gamut of, paranormal, supernatural, and spiritual, as well as the metaphysical, and the, if you want to say the psychological, yes, the inner workings of what makes us tick, as we are a spiritual counselor, as well as a psychic medium and teacher of metaphysics. We do know, and healer, we do know that this is an opportunity for someone like myself to be able to share my knowledge and wisdom and insight with others and welcome them to the show and listening. And if you're listening, please call in. If you have something you'd like to talk about with changes and things you'd like to transform in your life, in your own life, excuse me. Very excited. Today was a very strong, positive day for many reasons. And some of you know that I'm not at the Casadega Hotel anymore. It doesn't mean I don't love the hotel. It doesn't mean I don't love Casadega. It means it's spread your wings and fly away, as Freddie Mercury would say, from wonderful, wonderful band Queen. I'm also playing music again, more full throttle, which is great. I'm still doing readings, so you can find me if you go to venusinvelvet.com. You'll see my calendar. And see, I'm a busy lady there, too. And I love the balance of music and the psychic work, the spiritual work. So tonight we're talking about change and transformation and how we see all, I'm noticing all the animals right now. I've seen squirrels chasing after squirrels, lizards chasing after lizards, or they're doing that thing where they mock each other, you know, that world. So, you know, it's in the air for the animals. It's got to be in the air for some people, I'm sure. And, you know, I was rearranging things in my house after I brought things back from my office in the hotel, and I got this beautiful butterfly picture from Peru. It's from Machu Picchu. And this woman gave it to me. She had gifted it to me and said, I was there, and I'd like you to have a copy. Okay, wonderful. So I got really inspired because this has been a kind of a transformational time where we should be listening to our higher selves. And I looked at this photo yesterday that's framed, and I put it in my bedroom, and I said, I am the monarch. So I'm going to share that poem with you. Actually, I wrote a whole poem in less than a few minutes, start to finish, and I'll share that later. But I'd like to welcome you. If you're calling into the show at 646-727-2585, and remember, if you can't get me here, you can try me on Skype or on phone sessions if I'm not in your area. So we're going to take our first caller who's been listening and holding and waiting. And now we're going to go live with them. So let's see if we can do that. Caller in the 216. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I am wonderful. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. I think it's actually the first time I've called in. I'm usually sleeping at this time, Eastern time.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you stayed up.
Yeah, that's so funny. I have a question. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I want to see what you can see with me with employment.
Okay. Let me see, because that's a great question. And I'm feeling
transformation
pretty,
question. I know.
Oh,
I know.
It's huge. But I'm getting really strong chills. Okay, here's the thing I want you to remember about job shifts. Being yourself, being your true natural self, Sharon, be impeccable with all the details. Okay? So if you're saying, you know, I have a resume for this or I have background for that, make sure you have that ready to be backed up and ready to, you know, to show. So being impeccable with your words. The first thing that I got, I'm feeling right now you're just kind of on a, almost like on a moment-to-moment vibration. So let's see what we're going to pick up with the new employment. Oh, there is a change coming. I see it. Wow. You're going to be jazzed, as they would say from my era. You're going to like what you're going to do. I got the whole wide world. And, like, right now, it's just putting that last piece of the puzzle in. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been trying to that for a year, sweetie. I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
okay.
You're getting really close because I'm getting chills all the way up. Usually I start, like, lower, and then, like, the faster something comes, the higher I get the chills up. So you're really, ooh, I got it again. You're really, really close. I'm going to go out on the limb here because I'm feeling that strong right now. They're getting I'm going to say no later than May, okay? I'm going to say no later than May because I know you've been on the search and on the opening of this new opportunity, but I got my full throttle chill there. So I'm hoping and praying for you that it is what you ask the universe for because I see a great connection there.
Okay.
Whew, that's it's very powerful. I love that feeling. When I can have that for somebody, I'm all about it. I'm all about sharing that moment. So just being very, and making sure, like I said, with this impeccability thing, it goes both ways, for sure.
I know.
You know, asking for which one is one thing. Making sure that they have what they can offer you is another. Down the line, because I'm seeing this as a down-the-line situation, something that you can put yourself into for a while and, you know, check in. Okay, so I'm wishing you all the best and all the love, and I'm like, woof, you got some helpers on the other side right now, I know, who are with you, trying to work with you on getting this locked down.
Thank you.
So I wish you the best of luck, Sharon. Much love and light to you, my friend.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You're welcome. You too. Namaste. Okay. That's a great first call. I love calls that have that kind of vibration to them. You know, and I know that this person was really out there looking and putting it out there and really, and knowing it's coming and feeling it, I could tell. And, you know, that kind of had to happen for me when I was, you know, contemplating the change from my, you know, time out at the hotel and leaving and just saying, I'm okay, really, because, you know, I do what I love, and I love what I do, and now it's a little differently, and yeah, it's a little scary to do it out on your own completely, but you know what, I have so many great friends, and I'm so grateful for that. I have people at Universal Studios who love me, and I love them, and my friends at Moon of Soul, and in Casadega, and in DeLand, Rob at My Cauldron. I am just really excited about this journey, and my dear friend, Lori Marcel, who is trying new things in her musical career, and she was my old bandmate and longtime friend from my band in the 80s and such. And you know, she's doing something really cool. She tried it a little differently, and it opened the door for her. And I'm so amazed and happy because she's going to be playing for Sandra Bernhardt when she comes to town here in May. And what an awesome, awesome birthday present that is for her. She's a Taurus. So great opportunity, and she's always helping me open doors for me with this transformation in my life, and I'm open for it. Today, new sound has come into the house, and new songs, and we're kicking it. We're doing mashups of all kinds of stuff, and I've got the Celtic mashup with some classic and new, you know, Celtic rock artists, and I'm not talking about the Die Hard. I'm not that. You know, I leave that for, like, St. Pat's and all that. But, I mean, like, Cranberries, and Van Morrison, Rod Stewart, et cetera. So I'm being ultra-creative right now. And I'm going to take a quick break when we come back. Hopefully we'll get another call. And I do feel that it might be time to read about I Am the Monarch as after we talk about calendar. So stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome, welcome back. And my name is Teray. Welcome back to the Venus in Velvet radio show. This is a show where if you want to call in and ask a psychic or a spiritual question, please feel free. If you have just this time for yourself and you're listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening on the replay, I'm glad you're listening. And if you tell others about the show, I would be so happy because, you know, I know this is part of my calling in life. And I say part because I know the other part also deals with all people of all different connections. So with music, I'm feeling as inclined to play and sing and share joy with them that way too. And, you know, music is such a mood elevator. It is the transformational piece of creativity because it can take you to very melancholy moments, to joyful, happy, to crazy, silly, and so on. I'm really excited about doing this. I'm starting to play out, so next first Friday of the month, I'll be at Salamanders in Winter Springs, and I'm looking at a few other places locally. I'd like to stay just local right now because it makes it easier. I'm kind of a one-woman show. Sometimes I may be playing with other people, and who knows? Who knows who those people might be? I have met good friends lately, made good friends. So in that spirit of that, I am going to share with you. I can't wait. I'm not going to do the calendar. I'm going to go right to the phone and then to the calendar. If you want to call in, please feel free. So this is called I Am the Monarch. Don't look at me. I'm not ready for you to see. I'm still growing and not ready for showing. Now I must hide and go deep inside, taking this time to really know me. In my chrysalis is my metamorphosis. I'm shedding the old me and growing. My colors are forming, and my beauty is growing day by day. These words must say, let my light shine from the spark of the divine. I'm breaking free, free to be me. Now take a good look at me. As I spread my wings, all can truly see that I am more than just some butterfly. I am the monarch. So, that was my little piece I wrote last night, getting all awe-inspired. And I hope that this is a time for you to reflect and go within your chrysalis, if you will, and see these changes, these transformations that are going to happen for you. Because transformations take time, so you have to go within. There was a lot of going within. Thought about leaping out, playing music more again, doing the psychic thing more on my own call, my own time. So, speaking of, I'm going to do the calendar now with you all. I could say do the, but you know, we're going to go over the calendar, and then I'll share with you some of the things coming. I have, you know, my old home base, of course, we know, is at, in Sanford at Luna Soul Esoterica. I'll be there Thursday. If you're interested in seeing me there, make your appointment, make it happen. And, you know, I'd love to see you. If you can't come see me, like I said, we can Skype or do a phone session. And not only that, then I have other things, you know, going along until we hit the, I want to say the 29th. That's a biggie. The 29th, I'm going to be at my cauldron doing a very special event. It's called Connecting with Your Spirit Animals and Guides. Excuse me, and Guides. I'm singing a lot, you can tell. So connecting with your spirit animals and guides, if you don't know who your spirit animals are or your main spirit animal, your totem, that I'm going to work with you, and we'll workshop about that. And an introductory welcoming event, $20. That's all I'm asking for. $20 to participate in this from 5 to 7, excuse me. And, you know, I'm excited to do it at Rob's place. And it's a great opportunity because next month I'm going to be doing the Women's Moon Lodge there, the third Tuesday of the month. So you can look up Mike Cauldron on Facebook and see what Rob's all about. He's a very cool guy. I did the drum circle with him not long ago. So very excited there. And at the last day of the month, I'm going to be at Lunasoul Esoterica doing the Beltane, the Spring Fest, actually. So I'm sorry, Beltane. Yeah. Okay. I kind of getting ahead of myself. So, yes, doing the Spring Fest. And that's from 10 to 6. I'd love for you to come. Love for you to be a great part of that. And, you know, I will let you know because I've got other music gigs coming, where and when and so on. And I do share both parts of my life with the radio show. So that's all very wonderful. So I'm happy to do that. And I've got a caller on the... on the switchboard. I was trying to pull up our little in the coming events thing, and it wasn't pulling up. So I'm going to take a quick call. It's in the 407. Looks like a familiar number. And
hello.
How are you, Shane?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing well. Relaxing for the evening.
Yes, it's a wonderful night. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited. The wind has been good all day. Sun's been shining. Now it's a nice temperature outside. It's just feeling the winds of change.
Yeah. I've been seeing caterpillar synchronicity myself recently, like today. So that was cool. And then you shared the poem, and that's like a third one that I saw today. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, that's a big thing, and, you know, that's how we become butterflies. We've got to be the caterpillars first and kind of start from the ground up, as they say. So,
yeah.
Well, I think that's a good thing for you, Shane. That's this opportunity for maybe you to accept a sense of rebalance and renewal right now.
Yeah, the energy has been renewed energy, good energy. I have a question about getting information from spirit, and I feel kind of like I'm getting information that's like saying, go ahead, you know, like you're okay to go ahead, and then. Like in the back of my mind, and I don't know if it's information, I haven't been, you know, following my psychic gifts or using them or practicing very long. So I can't, I mean, I don't know if it's intuition I'm feeling to wait or if it's maybe apprehension that's pulling me back on the situation. And I just want to know if I should listen to spirit, because if maybe sometimes I'm thinking if you have a life lesson, maybe you get information from the unconscious and from spirit saying this is an option, but you can also maybe do this.
Spirit,
I don't understand how
it works. Spirit always shows you a door. Spirit always shows you the door. The moment that you decide it's okay, you know, that, you know, I'm really listening. It is a little, that's what you do. You play, it's apprehensiveness within yourself. Because you have to be able to trust your higher self. Okay? So since the fact that you've been seeing caterpillars, okay, just that alone says that's about you going deeper within and getting ready to transform. So accepting that for what it is, my dear, because it is trying to tell you, spirit is trying to tell you, look, here you go. It's right in front of you. You know,
okay.
you just have to start out like a caterpillar, so don't worry about it. Because we all know what caterpillars turn into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, it's important. You have to honor that. Be patient, Shane. You
mm-hmm.
sometimes go back on yourself too quickly, and you kind of miss the turn in the road where you're supposed to turn, and that's your road. So just be patient.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because the situation, be patient, but I mean, it feels like it's right here. There's a conversation maybe I need to have, and I'm just concerned with, I mean, if spirit is saying, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So you feel wait or go, like wait, go inside, wait a little bit of time, get, you know, more information, or go ahead, like go forward. Or like, you know, like it's right in front of you. You know, because I am hearing like go, you know, but I've been thinking like it's going to work out a certain way, and now there's a situation here, and it feels like it can go this direction. It could go this direction, and you know, and it has long term effects, and I just want to make sure it's everything is up to, you know, par. So.
I'm sorry.
Did I lose you?
No.
Okay.
I'm here.
Sorry.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm here. Okay. Like
yeah,
I said, sometimes
so, I mean,
you jump. Mm-hmm. You've got the sign to jump and leap and go forward, and then you start hesitating. And then whose fault is that? You know.
Yeah.
Anytime you make a metamorphosis in life, you know it's going to be scary at first. You know, there's no easy way in or out. Sometimes it's just what it's meant to be. It's meant to be. Take the chance. And you go with it. Excuse me. I feel that you just have to calm down, be patient, and hear it, see it, and believe it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that brings me peace. I mean, everything is pointing that direction. I just needed to talk to somebody that knows a little bit better of spirit than I've learned.
I don't think I could share that with you if I hadn't experienced it myself a time or two in life. And that's me just being a person. And I drew cards, actually, just to reinforce it, and it's true. It is about being open and receptive and not fighting everything, not making everything the big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, my dear.
Thanks a lot. All right, love you.
You're welcome. Much love and light
Bye.
To you.
Good night,
Bye-bye.
Everyone. Good night.
Good night. Okay. Yes, that was Shane. I'm Shane for a while. I'm actually just going to pull up my calendar on my phone. I think it'll be faster. Okay. I have also put out that I'm going to start doing the Halls of Knowledge, Mystic Halls of Knowledge, which is a virtual school online academy. So if you're interested in that, the website has been updated, but not with that information just yet. And because I also like to do a kind of a summertime psychic summer camp and get that in there. And whether it's a workshop for a weekend or, you know, it's just, or if it's more than that, I will let you know. But I put some changes up on the website for that as well. So I'm looking at Thursday evenings as my online academy. So please contact me because I'd like to have a certain amount of people. We are going to Skype it. And even if you don't have video, you can call in for Skype on that. So contact me and ask me how. But I'm going to do an introductory class. I'll put that out as official on Facebook so you can see for yourself a little bit about who I am, what I'm doing, and so on. Going to take a little beach time this week. Whew, just like everybody else, need a little breather. That's really it for April. You know, like I said, I had to kind of rebalance the energy in the life. So I'll share with you some other things coming up as they occur, as they occur. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the poem. And I know that's always from spirit when I get that way of creativity. And you know, we all have our transition time where we're not going to be creative. We're just going to be changing things a lot. Don't be afraid to go through these changes and open these doors, to walk through these doors, rather, when they're open. Why are you hesitating when spirit is showing you? It is really, it is just one of those things where you get the sign, and it is really your sign. It's nobody else's sign, it's yours. So I want you to be all right with that. Come to terms that this is no one else's sign, it's yours. Spirit is trying to show you the way to whatever it is that needs to be for you. So be true to yourself, as they say in Shakespeare, to thy own self be true. So I'm hoping that you all are tuned in enough to understand that statement. To thine own self be true. Go through the door of change as a little caterpillar and see what happens when you come out. What color are your wings going to be? How many colors are they going to be? How many designs are going to be on those wings? I can't wait. I hope that they are beautiful and meant just for you, custom made. So tune in again next week. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's all send hope and blessings to Sharon, to getting that job that's meant for Sharon. And not anyone else, but for Sharon. And let's also send a lot of light and healing out to this week to those who need it, who are going through it, and that they may go through that and the door of change and transform into a new life. Lots of love and light and hope and healing to you all, and many blessings. And I'm hearing music coming at me, so I'm going to tune out here and sign off, and I will see you next week. Namaste.